Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best, too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good evening, best people I know. That would be you listening, whether you're live or on replay from iTunes. We appreciate you, regular listeners, new listeners. We're all here on a quest to be the best that we can be. And it's always good to be happy along with that. So tonight is a special evening show. Don't always do evening shows, but our guest is very busy, Dr. Keith Brown, and he is just going to help us reinvent ourselves, well, you could say after 40, but really for any age. If you want to reinvent yourself, this is the show for you. And Dr. Keith is so busy that we are lucky that we got him here this evening. So before I read his bio, I just wanted and bring him on to tell us all the great tips and tools that he has. I just wanted to remind you to mark us as a favorite. It helps our ratings. We appreciate that. And also, if you get the worry-free updates, then you'll know about special shows like tonight. And if you can listen, that's great. If not, you can always find us on iTunes. And if you can rate us, if you enjoyed the show, share it with a friend. This is how we all help each other. It's a free service, but to keep us going and growing, certainly appreciate you doing that. So, wow, tonight, I told Dr. Keith, before we went on air, I said, geez, I can't wait. I can't wait for this show. I need this show. Well, let me just tell you, Dr. Keith Brown has more things by his name than I can probably say. Well, first of all, he's got the doctor. He's got DMM, DIV, Bachelor of Science, CH. Oh, my goodness. He's going to have to tell us how many of these things he has. He's so certified and educated. It's unbelievable. He's obviously a learner. And he's going to teach us. So let me just ask you this. Do you want to clear the mental chatter and get clarity on your passion and purpose? Okay, if you answered yes, then tonight's show is for you. Do you want to get clarity as to your why? Now, this is essential. It's an ingredient that will allow you and Dr. Keith, all of us tonight, to include emotions into the process of the action plan that he sets up for us. Okay, so if you answered yes to that, for the why, then this show is for you. And do you want to discover some of your limiting beliefs? Okay, I'm raising my hand. And learn some techniques to replace them with positive, empowering ones. I always love it when that happens. So if you answered yes to that, then this show is for you. So learn even more key strategies to get going now. Well, we're going to make it happen because Dr. Keith walks his talk, having overcome, and let me tell you, he has overcome a lot. So he's not just a talking head. He has overcome health battles. He's battled diabetes. He's had some relationship struggles. He's had some career catastrophic events, which, you know, we can probably relate to a lot of those. But he shares his experience of strength and hope with all of us tonight who want to achieve our dream. And we can. You know, we're not finished yet. If we're on this call, we're still here. There's a reason why. With over 20 years of experience as a speaker and teacher, Dr. Keith has spoken to thousands of people across the country. He spent over 15 years working one-on-one with individuals of all ages. He helps them adjust to the things in their life that will help them achieve their goals, their desires, to overcome problems, habits, and he even works with people who have addictions. And you can connect with Dr. Keith. I have it in the chat room, and he'll give us all his website and contact information again. But it is my pleasure and privilege to introduce you to Dr. Keith. Hi, Dr. Keith. How are you?
Hi, Deb. Thank you so much. I tell you what, I was sitting there going like, I can't wait for whoever this is to come on.
That's great. Well, that is you, and you are totally awesome, and that's a great, I mean, I could have read more about your bio, but we would have never had the show, so, you know, there's a lot of questions that we have to get. But that would, where do you want them to go for your website to connect with you?
I think the easiest way is for them just to put in the lifechangeexpert.com, and that'll get them to where they can find a lot of information from there.
Okay, perfect. All right, so lifechangeexpert.com.
You know, I always... You need to put the in front of it, though, Deb. It's the Life Change
okay.
Expert.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the lifechangeexpert.com.
Yes.
Put the V in front of it. Okay,
put
perfect.
Put the V, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, I always think that, as the old saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And, you know, one of the issues for me in listening to others who are quote-unquote experts and authorities and, you know, the celebrities and all of that, you know, I really feel if I can't relate to them and if I don't trust them, it's
mm-hmm.
very difficult for me to hear what it is they're trying to tell me to implement for a strategy or for change or a new idea. So I think it might be great if we could just start the evening out with you telling us a little bit about what happened in your life that brought you to where you are today.
Sure. I'm going to try to give you the brief version because this is usually not the most exciting for people. But I was doing two careers simultaneously. I was a speaker and entertainer because I'm also a comedy magician, believe it or not. And I was speaking and performing, and also I was an educator. So I would travel around the country doing one of those two things, and then I was also teaching in a local institution where I live. And I was married to my high school sweetheart. We had a son. We had the brick home, the two cars, money to make, you know, the perfect scenario that you would think of. And then all of a sudden, the things began to snowball on me. And the first you mentioned was I got type 2 diabetes, which at first was okay because I began to lose a lot of weight and I took control of it, and that was a good thing. And then my wife of 25 years and I, our marriage came to an end. Not something that I wanted, but it happened. And shortly thereafter, I was laid off, as were a lot of teachers, from the school that I was at because of re-enrollment was so low because this was the beginning of the financial crisis. And then, Deb, believe it or not, a lot of the speaking I was doing was in churches. And when churches found out that I was divorced, they stopped calling. So a lot of those invitations that I was getting when churches and organizations were flying me around the country, they stopped doing that. So before you know it, I was divorced without a job, and my other job of speaking and performing had decreased significantly. And I could not even draw unemployment because of the work I had done within a nonprofit organization. So before you know it, I went through my entire life savings and was out of money and was out of home. And that's when
wow.
life just, yeah, it was just a really hard point in my life, you know. So I guess if you can say if a person could hit rock bottom, for me, you know, and I know people have hit worse, but for me, that was probably it. But the cool thing is that's not a place you have to stay, and I haven't.
And, you know, and I think that's the message of hope tonight. Anybody listening, maybe, you know, one or many or all of those things that you described in your personal experience, somebody's going through that right now listening. Maybe it's the divorce. Maybe it's the work situation that's changed. Maybe it's the health issue. You know, I think that we all have that place of feeling like we're pretty safe, and then all, you know, life just seems to change. And as so many people with the financial situation and jobs the way they are, You know, this is something that people can understand. But the great thing is that you talk about, and you've done it yourself, about creating and recreating the life that all of us here right now do desire. And how can you bring us through this process? Can you tell us, you know, what we need to do first, what you did first, where do we begin? And then we can get into some of the strategies you have that you do in your coaching, which is back to basics. But I want to talk about the very first step, because that is the most important one. Maybe tonight for a lot of people is the very first step, just being on this call.
Yeah. For me, a lot of the place that I start, Deb, believe it or not, where a lot of my inspirations come from is a coffee shop. And because I'm a coffee connoisseur, I admit that. I was at a coffee shop one day, and I was sitting there trying to figure out what I was going to do in my life. And I just began to reflect and think, and I really didn't know. And I was doodling on a page, and as I often do when I think, and this word basics came to me, and that's what I did. I decided to take that word, and an acrostic came about, and I began to make some adjustments in my life. The first thing I had to do was take an inventory of who I was. I had to get my hand around that. And so the program that I call Basics, Back to Basics, is how I did that. And, you know, I really don't know how to really explain it unless I actually go into it. But I'll take your lead. You tell me what you want me to do, and I'll try to go along with that, Deb.
No, well, you know, I think that there's so many great tips that you have, and, you know, we obviously can't cover them all right now, but I think that there's enough that you could go through some exercises, or you could go through some questions that you ask those people that you work with on how to,
sure.
I guess, what do you call it? You have a term for it, tordations or something. You have something trademarked in there. I'm just going to let you. I don't want to like mispronounce anything here, but I wanted to just see if you could start with maybe that.
Okay. Well, sure. Let me just quickly just say what the basic stands for, and then I think what you really are driving at is for me to concentrate first on the belief. So let me just quickly run through the basics and let people know what the letters stand for. The B stands for believe, and I know that's one that you really want to spend some time on tonight, and I don't blame you. The A is to accept. The S is to strategize. The I is to incorporate. The C is to celebrate, and the S is to share. The first of those, as I said, was believe. And when I talk about believe, I think that we have to get real about truly what we believe, not only about ourselves, but first we need to get a big picture. What do we believe about, you know, God or higher power or whatever universe, whatever you want to call it? Do you believe that there is an outside force that has control of all things? And if you do, that's going to impact you because there is an infinite resource of possibility there. And to me, that's an encouragement and a good place to be. So get your head around what you believe for a big picture. And a lot of people will say with their mouth that they believe something, but truly, if you push them, and I have, a lot of times people begin to go, well, you know what, I'm really not completely sure I believe that. So that's a place we really need to start is, what do we believe about the big picture, the resource of all things? And then we need to move internally. And what do we really believe about ourselves? And this is where we really get down to the nitty-gritty, because for the most of our lives, we have been bombarded with ideas, thoughts, expressions, and opinions that have come into our heads and our hearts and our minds and have affected us. And we have to get an understanding of those, what I think are often limiting beliefs. And we all have them. And sometimes we're not even aware that we have them, but we do have them, and we need to understand that. And one of the techniques that you mentioned, Deb, that I use in this process, you know, I know you've heard of affirmations, right?
Oh, yes, and I love affirmations.
Sure, everybody does. It's, you know, affirmations have been around for a long time. You know, Norman Vincent Peale in the 1950s wrote about affirmations, and many before him. And some of the, believe it or not, some of the early fathers of the church wrote about it back in the Middle Ages. And so it's been around for a long time. But the idea, if people don't know what it is, and most probably do, is just stating a fact of something that you want to be true as if it already is. And by doing that, you are affirming it, and it's becoming real for you. And then Noah St. John came out, I think his name is Noah St. John, came out with an idea of affirmations, which he basically said, you know, I had some trouble with that, so I'm going to make a question out of it. And that's how he did it. And he began to say, the mind's going to begin to try to answer that question. Well, Deb, I'm going to be honest with you. I tried affirmations. I really did. I sat back and I tried to say those things over and over again. You know, I have money in the bank. I have this. I have that. And truth of the matter was, I didn't have any of those things at the time, right? And so I couldn't get past what we call the critical bypass, and that is that conscious level thinking that begins to bombard, you know, is a wall of ideas that are approaching our subconscious, and it blocks it and casts it away. So I began to say, now how can I get past that? So that's where I came up with this idea of tordations, and I've been teaching this for a while. And basically what I did is simply get this idea of affirmation and reframe it. So I basically say this: I am progressing, which the word obviously means moving, toward more and more whatever. So let me give you an example. I am progressing toward more and more financial freedom in my life every day. I am progressing toward more and more happiness in myself and others. So do you see what I'm saying there?
Mm. And, you know, it really, it seems more authentic. It seems more true to me. And it also feels like it's a forward momentum, so that there's some sort of success associated with it, you know, because
sure. Uh-huh.
We're in process of becoming
right.
That.
Right, exactly. Now, and I'm not saying affirmations don't work. They do. They have helped thousands of people over the years, if not millions. So they do work, and affirmations work. You know, his addition was a great thing. I'm just saying, for me personally, I needed to take it a little bit differently. And what I have found is by saying this, and I actually recorded this on MP3, I listened to it, it begins to affect my subconscious at a level that I was not even aware of, because I'm not lying to myself. What I am saying is absolutely true. I am progressing and changing every day more positively, so that who I am today is not who I was yesterday, and what I've achieved today is greater than anything I've ever achieved before.
Mm.
And I believe that.
Yes, and, you know, I think in this Back to Basics, you know, program, I really do think that identifying that belief system that we have, whether it's true, it's going to change, it's untrue, I think that knowing how we see the world is important. But I love how you use this in the process of becoming or whatever to really embrace what it is that we want to achieve, that dream that we know is still possible. And mm-hmm. Everything that we've done in the past is not wasted. You know, it's all part of a process, the way that you put it in your terms, tordations.
It is. And what you said is a key there. And a lot of people, Deb, when I mention the reinventing or recreating, they think, okay, goodness, it's like taking an eraser and erasing who I ever was and starting completely over. And really, that's not what we're doing. In my case, I looked at everything that I had done, every life that I had come in contact with, every education that I achieved, and I said, you know, that stuff was important. I'm not throwing that out. What I'm going to do is take that, I'm going to look at it, I'm going to evaluate it, which is important for us to do, take an inventory of who we are, what we have, what we've accomplished, and then, if we need to, begin to tweak it. You know, I said that a lot of the churches that I would work with, and actually, let me just quickly say here parenthetically, that that's changing some. More and more churches are calling me now, and I don't know why, but that has happened. But at that time, they weren't. So what I had to do is say, okay, you know, I've spent my life teaching and helping people and counseling with people, working one-on-one with them. And so if they're not, if I can't do it in this arena the way that I have been doing it, that doesn't mean that I'm not a person who is still gifted in those areas. So I began to say, how can I use those gifts in a different way? And I think a lot of people are in their lives right now, and they've been in situations, and they're going like, now what? What am I going to do now? They've lost their job, or, you know, they've lost a spouse or whatever, and they're going, now I don't know what to do. Well, the first thing you have to do is go, okay, who am I really, and what have I done? What do I bring to the table? And then how can I tweak that to make myself who I want to be and to achieve what I want to achieve? So I think what you said was perfect in that we don't want to get rid of what we've done in the past. We want to utilize that and help it to use it to shape who we're going to become.
Mm. Yeah, because building and repackaging and, you know, I think that certainly feels a lot more kind to me than saying, oh, well, you know, everything that I did before was just a waste or it doesn't matter. I mean, all these skill sets really help us grow into becoming, you know, so much more wise and compassionate, and life experiences, you know, that you're just never as old as your grandfather type statement. We're really able to process things in a much more brilliant way often because of the tragedies, the good things, you know, all the experiences. And, you know, beliefs change too, don't they?
Oh, they do, absolutely, and that's okay. You know, we need to understand that, and they should. There's some beliefs that should change because there are limiting beliefs and there are false beliefs. There are beliefs that we hold in our subconscious right now that they're nothing but lies. They are so untrue, and we need to get to that and change it. And, you know, sometimes we need to use other techniques. I think you mentioned in my bio that, you know, I do hypnotherapy as well because I know that for some people they need to overcome something before they can move forward. So sometimes we have to deal with that subconscious area and get control of that and deal with that issue and objectify that before we can then move on and begin to put together a plan, or they can with my help, of achieving the success they want to achieve. So, you know, be aware those beliefs are there. And sometimes they're true, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah, sometimes. Don't believe everything that you think. I mean, it can be dangerous, you know. It can be dangerous out there. You know, there's just so many titles beside your name. You're going to have to really explain everything. We're just going to pause here before we go to part two, which is acceptance. All of those, you have so many things beside your name. Tell me all of those what they mean.
Okay. Well, the DMIN is exactly that. It's a doctorate of ministry degree. I have a doctorate in theology and apologetics. And for anybody who doesn't know what apologetics is, it is the ability to creatively discuss and debate theology and beliefs. So
okay.
I have a doctorate in that. Okay. I have a doctorate in creative magical performance, which is basically creative arts kind of degree. Then I have a master's divinity degree, which is basically where I learn my counseling skills and I learn my teaching skills and, you know, how to put together curriculum and all that kind of stuff. So that was through that master's program there. I have a Bachelor of Science degree, which is where I draw from my business experience because that's a BS in business with an emphasis in computer science, economics, and mathematics. And the CH, it just simply means that I am a certified hypnotist.
Wow. Well, you certainly have a lot of skill sets to be able to help all of us in a variety of ways. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I mean, congratulations. That's amazing. But I'm sure that listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say, if I may, that doctorate, that DMIN came after my divorce and in the midst of my struggles. I sat down and finished and wrote the dissertation for that during this low period of my life. So I just want to throw that in, that, you know, guys, even in the low points, great things can still be accomplished.
Yeah. Isn't that so true? You know, it can really be a springboard for a new change. And sometimes suffering can crystallize, you know, many changes that are good changes. And that really gives all of us listening a new sense of hope. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that that actually occurred after those other experiences and challenges that you had, because I'm sure someone listening is finding a lot of hope in that as well. But do you want to talk about acceptance? Because I think that that's an important part of this equation that you use in helping people reinvent themselves.
Yeah, I can. You know, when I was going through, and my practical suggestion would be my divorce. It would have been very easy for me, and I have to confess there were days that I did, you know, have a lot of frustration with my ex and, you know, and wanted to blame her, I guess. But the bottom line is this. We are where we are because we have made decisions in our life. Now, sometimes there are outside influences that do affect us, but we really need to be willing to accept the responsibility for our past, our present, and our future. We live in a society today that wants to blame everybody for everything. And, yeah, I mean, there are outside influences, as I said, that do impact us. I mean, there is some economy issues that we're dealing with today. We do know that. There are wars that we are dealing with. We know that. But we also know that when it comes down to the bottom line, it is up to us as individuals to take the responsibility for our lives and realize that we have to do whatever it takes to make the changes. And we have to accept the responsibility that sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do to get to where we want to be. For instance, I have worked jobs, you know, trying to get back from this homelessness and back on my feet. I've done jobs, and Deb, you know this, that I haven't wanted to do and that maybe didn't pay like I wanted them to pay. But why did I do that? Because I accepted responsibility that I had to do these things if I was ever going to get back to where I wanted to be in my life. So I couldn't blame everybody else. I couldn't, you know, trust somebody else is going to do this for me. I had to be willing to accept the responsibility to do it. And so I'm just saying to the folks that are listening, you know, just be willing to say, I can do this, and I'm going to accept the responsibility to do whatever it takes to accomplish whatever I dream about. And I believe that you can truly make it happen. But only
but,
if
you know,
believe
what I hear
it.
You know, I just wanted to pause there for a minute because what I hear you saying is, you know, that step is not necessarily forever. You know, you can do something for, you know, that short amount of time. It's not a permanent career. It's just something that maybe you need to do in that example you gave of a job or whatever for a short
Absolutely.
Amount of time, but it's not forever. I think
That's
that
right.
feels a little bit softer to me when you say it like that.
Well, I know you have a lot of people that listen to your show that are in the healing and coaching business, and, you know, they're trying to grow their own companies. And I know that some of those folks, you know, they may not want to admit it, but I know some of those folks are probably not financially where they want to be. And some of them are struggling, and they're going like, I don't know what to do. Well, let me tell you, it's okay. If you have to go take a part-time job or do something you may not want to do temporarily, it's okay. Take responsibility to do whatever is necessary, but don't, hear me clearly, do not give up on your calling. Do not give up on your dream. You know, it may be down the road just a little bit, but, you know, keep moving in that direction. And just because you have to do something else to help in that process doesn't mean that it's not going to happen and that you're not on the right road.
Mm. And I love that. Just because you're doing something for a short amount of time does not mean that you've gone off the right road, that you're still not in process, you're still not making progress towards achieving the dream. And I think that that's really, in a practical sense, super powerful. I mean, I know it is for me, because there's a lot of people today that are identifying with that for sure. It's a different world today, you know?
It is, and you know, we live in a world where everybody wants instant gratification. You know, we're so used to that, drive-thrus and, you know, movies on demand and everything. Well, sometimes our dreams don't come true overnight. You know, I went to school with a guy that didn't make his varsity basketball team. He was crushed. He had worked a lot real hard, and all of a sudden, before you know it, the next year he was on the team, and you may have heard the guy. He was a friend of mine in middle school. His name was Michael Jordan.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Well, Michael and I went to school together, and I know that Michael's dream was to play basketball, and in fact, one of his dreams was to play baseball. But, you know, he didn't get there overnight, but boy, he did get there, didn't he?
Yes, and I think that that's the real takeaway there. Just don't give up. Do what you have to do, you know, take that responsibility, but don't give up on the big dream. And, you know, that's just music to my heart, and I'm sure it is to others as well. But, you know, one of the things that you also talk about is creating or reinventing ourselves, not just one isolated section of ourselves at a time, but you really put things together from a spiritual, a mental, and a practical standpoint. Can you explain what that means?
Well, yeah, I think that, to me, as I said earlier, I think we have to get a hold of what we believe on a big picture, on a spiritual level, because I do think that that impacts us. For me, I believe that there is a source that has ultimate power, ultimate control, and ultimate possibilities, and that is a great comfort to me. So my spirituality is important, and I think that those that have spirituality need to make sure that that is a strong part of their life. But it's not disconnected to their mental. A lot of people will live in the spiritual and they'll have all these dreams and they'll get all this, high feelings and meditations, all that kind of stuff. And then they start to think about it and all of a sudden those limiting beliefs or whatever come into play and it shoots it down. So we have to work on our spiritual. We have to work on our mental, which is part of that Tordations and doing some of the other exercises that I teach to my clients. And I'm sure you do as well, Deb. But also, I'm a very practical man. Your audience probably can already tell that. You know, I believe in the spiritual. I believe in the great callings. I believe in the power of an infinite source. I believe that we need to, you know, everything starts with our mind. We need to get our mind wrapped around our dreams and our ideas and our ambitions and our calling. But bottom line is, folks, there comes a point in time when we've got to get our strategies. We've got to, you know, put things into gear. We've got to get a plan, a game plan. You wouldn't dare go in to play a sporting event without a plan. You know, some people sit back and say, I want a beautiful yard, and they'll go in their house and they'll sit there and they may over and over make affirmations, I've got a beautiful lawn, I've got a beautiful lawn, I've got a beautiful lawn. Well, that's great, but unless they get out there and do something, soon they're going to have a beautiful jungle.
That's where I think you put in, you know, you got to put some real life into your affirmations, and then, you know, people don't need to be feeling bad that they're just not doing the law of attraction right or something. I think we have to look at things in a real with some reality, just as you've described. I mean, the jungle and the yard is a nice vivid analogy that we can all see, I think. And it's true. You have to put some action behind the thought and the feeling in order to create change.
You do, but here's the thing that people need to remember. It's not just action, it's correct action.
That's good. I like
that's
it.
That's for a lot of people, you know, and I draw upon my past, you know, my life as a professional magician. You know, we often say that, you know, people say practice makes perfect, but we in the magic industry always say perfect practice makes perfect. And so, you know, it's the same thing, the same concept. If you really want to achieve something, then you have to have the right goals, the right strategies, the right steps, and you have to evaluate. And a lot of people will start doing things, but the place they need to start is evaluate where you are right now. start putting your plan together, start your plan, and then keep evaluating. And if something's not working, then you need to take a strong look at that. And if things are working, and then look at what you enjoy doing and how are those working for you. So there are some real key things that we need to keep in mind. But, you know, just realize people get all this information all the time from people. And I know I do, and I know you do, Deb, that say, okay, do this and you're going to make $1 million. Do this and you're going to do it and it's all going to work for you. No. Figure out what it works for you. And, you know, make that part of your daily life and produce from who you are. And that's going to make you successful. It's doing what works for you. And, you know, sometimes people have a hard time figuring that out. And that's why you and I are here, Deb, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's really important to make sure that we remember that we're all original and unique and don't look the same, and, you know, nobody's going to, even twins aren't really identical in that sense. I mean, no matter how long the world's existed, there's only been one of each of us that are listening right now, and to try to be something that we're not is not going to really produce the result. We should work on being the best us that we were created to be, the best me, the best you, the best, you know, if we do that, then everything happens from there and it helps so many other people. And that is a lot more pleasant to work on being your own best. You know, when I was in college, I was in swim team, and we always said that we were really competing against ourselves, our own best time, and working to beat that, because it really wasn't about the person in the lane to the right or to the left. You were trying to beat your own personal best. And, you know, I think that life is a lot like that, and there's always something, as you say, to learn from, to grow from, but to reevaluate what's working and what's not working, you know, that also helps the momentum in moving forward. But before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you if there was anything else, any other highlight in your program that you wanted to share with people?
I think that one of the things I don't want people to miss is the C, because to me it's important, and that's to celebrate. You know, I think it's important for us to, you know, part of that goal setting is to have goals that are short-term, middle-term, and long-term, so that we can meet certain things and we can begin to celebrate the victories along the way. Because by doing that, you're going to see great rewards and you're going to keep motivated, because you're going to say, oh, I achieved something, you know, and find some simple way to celebrate it. Because, you know, isn't it a wonderful thing to throw ourselves a little party, you know?
Love it. Hey, we're the best people we know. We got to be celebrating.
Exactly. I can't, you know, being a type 2 diabetic, I can't go celebrate the way I'd like to sometimes with some sweets or something. But, you know, I'll find some other way to treat myself. And it doesn't have to be elaborate or expensive. But, you know, just acknowledge that you've done something and that you achieved something, and that will help you keep going. You know, Weight Watchers is famous for that. You know, they gave the ribbons out and the stickers, and, you know, that was just kept people motivated. And that's the secret, I think, is to celebrate your victories along the way and incorporate other people into that celebration, because, you know, you need to have cheerleaders. And so I think that's important.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Celebrate the successes, and, you know, we don't do it enough, and I love what you said about that. But since we are running out of time, somebody listening may be, so psyched that they're going to reinvent themselves. They've, you know, really enjoyed the things that you've shared, but maybe they want a little bit more assistance to achieving the dreams and implementing some of these things. So how can they get in touch with you, and is there anything special that you're offering to listeners for the show tonight or on replay that they can possibly get to help achieve these dreams?
Well, sure, Deb. I'm actually, there's two things. One is I want to give people a couple of gifts if they'll go to the website and just put their name and email. I want them to go there and do that, because they're going to get a free download of Tordations that I recorded. It's done to music, and it's me speaking about 30 or so toward Asians, and they can download that to their mobile device, and they can listen to it as often as they want. And then I hope that it helps. You know, it's becoming more and more downloaded, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback. And if people do download it, please let me know how it's working for you, if you've enjoyed it. And also, part of that free gift, they're going to get a little magic e-book about how to do a magic trick and teach a lesson with it. So hopefully.
Oh, that's fine. Now, where do they go for that, Keith?
They'll go to the website. They can go to thelifechangeexpert.com and just put in their name and email there, and they'll get those free gifts.
Wow. That's great. Thank you so very much.
And let me say one more thing. Those that are live, I've run a little special for one session of coaching during the months of May and June. But on replay, you know, let's say for up until September, if anybody listens to your show this on replay and they contact me and say, you know what, I heard about you on Deb's show, then I'm going to give them that same special all the way through the month of September just listening to your show.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That's my way of
saying
thank
you, everybody. That's awesome. That is really nice. So don't forget, I listen to you on Best People. Absolutely. So that's the, you have to write THE, lifechangeexpert.com, and find out about that. And I've listened to, you know, a lot of your programs, and I tell you, you really have a great voice, very relaxing. Must be that hypnotherapy degree there. One of those degrees, one of those many degrees you have, Keith. And it just really, I mean, I felt as though you were right there with me and just gently, taking me through the process, and it was just so enjoyable. Your voice is so soothing. I was like, oh, so relaxed after listening to it. So I just want everybody
to
go.
Well, they need to check out my voiceover work at my sites to do.
I know, and you do voiceover work. What don't you do, Keith? I mean, talk about reinventing yourself. Jeez.
Hey, I love it all, Deb. What can I say?
I know. I think it's great. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this special evening show, because I don't usually do shows in the evening, but you're so in demand, very difficult to get you. So I'm just so grateful and excited that we finally got you on, Dr. Keith, because I think your message is one of hope and strength, and so do my dogs. Hear them? They're like, yes, Dr. Keith, wonderful. Those are my two mini schnauzers. And I just think that, you know, you bring a level of authenticity and reality to so many people in need. And, you know, we are a baby boomer generation, so a lot of us over 40 can really appreciate the things that you share. And, you know, it's just really great. So I didn't know, is there a final favorite quote or something that you wanted to, you know, say as we put the goodbye music on for everybody?
I just want to tell people that just keep believing, keep dreaming, and keep moving forward. And, you know, I believe you can do it. I really do believe you can. And I know Deb does as well. Deb, thank you so much for having me. I love your show, and I love you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mutual Admiration Society here. I love you and your show and what you're doing, and we help each other, don't we? We all need to help each other, and I think that's what it's about. And the irony of when you help someone else, you're really helping yourself. I love that, and you've really helped us tonight. So, Dr. Keith, with so many things beside your name, so many degrees, so many things that you're doing, you're really an inspiration to help us reinvent ourselves, and it's never, never too late. And everything happens right on time for a reason. And great show. Thank you so much. Come back and join us when you can fit us into your busy life.
Will do, Deb. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm hearing the little BTR lady tell me that I'm all out of time. So with that, I always like to close with Oscar Wilde, because I love this phrase that he's so well known for. Be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Get in touch with Dr. Keith. Thank you. Go out and make it a great night. Thank you for joining us. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.